Okay, huddle up, sports fans. Live from Studio B, it's showtime for Ken, Mark, and John, the sports authorities, here on the new CKIW Radio 76.
Even more helpful if you didn't hear the refrigerator. However,
Studio B is right next to the commissary.
Well, we have two guests tonight. One is the refrigerator.
It is. That's right. So we salute General Electric for coming in here and being noisy as a bitch. But we do have a death to pass on that you probably, in the Detroit sport community, that we're not proud to have to announce. As a matter of fact, it's kind of a drag on our part. But perhaps, as you well know, let me give you a little more oomph. As well as you know that one of our very, very favorite Detroit sports personalities, Crinkly Dick, is now no longer.
No longer a Crinkly Dick?
No longer in Detroit. And so we say, fardu, Crinkly Dick.
You suck!
Because as much fun as we had with your fat-ass girlfriend, you know, and your little Crinkly Dick, the fun that we've had with you here, or you not being here, you know, I don't know if there's better food in Houston, or you think that maybe, like, all that food went bad and that fat chick could go down there and mow it up like the hog she is.
Well, I hope they take their water wings with them.
They better have to do something. I mean, maybe the water will, like, you know, like, go back in his crank and, like, fill it back up again. But I doubt it, considering that fat chick could probably just do a cannonball and all that water would go back into the ocean. Maybe that's why they traded for him. However, gone, gone, gone. See you, Justin. Who's weak in there?
And the thing about it is, you know, the microphone's going crazy, but and now we've gone from having two Uptons to no Uptons.
Thank God.
That's right.
Yep. Well, hey, before we do all that, maybe what we should do is say hello to everybody from the sports authorities here on the new CKIWI Radio 76, all the way from Studio B. Fortunately, we have to start out with bad news, but what is good news is that we're all here today. We have the highest authorities. Yes, we do. We're not experts. We're authorities. That puts us higher than the experts.
That's right, because the experts don't know a whole lot of shit.
Experts, we
know everything.
Are dumbasses next
to us. We know it all.
There you go. Scoot over. There's nothing between us that we don't know when it comes to sports. So you can ask us at the new hit line, 586-747-7876.
That's right.
Not bad.
Call that number and try us.
Yeah, because we're not going to answer anyways, but you can try anyways.
We're sorry, but your call is important.
Yeah, really.
Please hang on the line until we get around to answering it.
For about 2 days. All right, so but what's really cool over here is that we're not bought and paid for it by anybody, so we can tell you exactly how it is.
In whatever language we want to use.
There you go, and we do have the highest standards here at
that's
the Call
right.
Mark Studios.
That's right. We
don't
can
call
tell
Mark.
To, that's right. We can tell you to jump in a river with the highest standards possible.
That's true, too. If you have a fat-ass girlfriend, we can tell you in the highest standard possible.
And a crinkly dick.
If you have the crinkly dick, we have the photo to prove it.
No, it's high resolution, too. That's a high standard.
There you go. That's right. That ain't no some like little 640. No. You know what we should do? We should send that down to the Houston Chronicle. This is what you traded for.
Yeah.
This is what you got for $21 million a year, a crinkly dick. Unfortunately now, there's probably some sports show down there that is going to pick up the mantle, a crinkly dick.
Oh, yeah, because they all listen to us.
That's true, too. Who is? That's you? Somebody. Anyways, it doesn't really matter.
I'm innocent.
So, there we go. So, but what is not innocent is the Super CPA, Ken Pocket. Hiya, Kenny.
Hi, John, and hello to everyone out there. I hope you are ready for our show tonight.
Hell yeah, man. Also, number 23.661 in your programs, number one in your heart, the old referee, but now the doctor of sports, our sport director here at CKIW Radio 76, Mark Milicek. Hiya, Mark.
Hi, John. Hi, Kenny.
Woo-hoo!
And, we'll wait for the introduction. For Daniel.
Well, that's what you're doing.
Oh.
Go for it. Jump right in.
Yeah, hop up.
Okay. Well, we have a special guest tonight. All the way from...
Parts Unknown. I always like that from wrestlers. From Parts Unknown. Well, somebody had to know where they came from.
Well...
How did the wrestler not know?
Just kind of watered in and we put him in the ring.
So, yeah, really. Where are you from? I don't know. Good enough. Hop up.
Yeah. Well, anyways...
You'll be fighting the Sheik tonight.
Yeah. Well, the mighty Sheik.
That's right. The omnipotent Sheik. The only wrestler that ever mattered, ever.
Yeah. But anyways, in studio today, all the way from, from
formerly
from California,
with a banjo in his knee,
now residing in Maryland, and now residing in Studio B.
There you go. What a huge letdown.
Our West Coast / East Coast reporter, Daniel.
Can't be here. A West Coast anymore.
Well, former West Coast.
But he has a finger on the pulse. He has to use it because now he's an authority.
The finger on the crease.
That's right.
Got to get him a shirt.
Our Oakland Raider authority.
Loser.
That's not right.
That's all right. All I have to say is Maple Leaf and you get...
Boo!
See?
Did you see where the Detroit football Lions are ranked? They're ranked number 11.
No.
Yeah, they are. They're ranked up that high. It is the most insane thing at all time. They're just saying that if...
Who did the ranking?
Sports Authority, or Sports Illustrated.
No. I was going to say, not Sports Authority.
No, some expert.
The experts did it.
Yeah.
There you go.
My ass.
Yeah, just wait till the expert sees them halfway through the season. They're going to go, maybe we shouldn't have done that.
They're going to say, we remember this defense.
Yeah, because what did they do to upgrade since 2016?
Loser.
Nothing.
Well, whatever they upgraded is now on the IR.
Yeah. I mean, the linebackers are going to be somewhat better. Maybe.
Yeah, but what your corners sure. like?
But, ugh.
None.
Yeah,
and your pass rush? Good luck with that.
As good as Rutgers.
But the thing about it is when linebackers are making tackles, guess what? They're already 5 yards down the field.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. It's going to be another Lions-free Sundays from here on in. You want to cut your lawn or have your lawn cut by M&M Lawn Service? That's M&M Lawn Service, your finest in lawn servicing.
Get the Milicic advantage.
There you go. Yes, and don't do the Milicic thing either. Have some class.
Yeah, and if you want...
Well done, by the way, Kenny.
Yeah, and if you want a Mr. Eye on your front lawn, that'll be extra.
Yeah, but it's made by a turd. What elephants upstairs? What's running upstairs? Okay. Something in the fourth floor here at the CK building.
Something must have got loose in the attic.
In the attic, yeah. Studio B attic.
Maybe she's back. Maybe she wants the last little thing of food.
Kate. It's Kate.
Katie.
Whatever happened to that Lions fan?
Well, you know what? Bye. On Sunday, maybe we'll just watch the Raiders.
Lions free.
How about that, Daniel?
Yeah, but they're not even ranked up that high, though. The Raiders this year. It's like, when Detroit gets to be 11, there's some money exchanging hands somewhere.
But the Raiders have a better quarterback than what the Lions do.
Yeah, but is he paid more? Obviously, paid more means better.
That's what we've been told by, the Tigers all these years, right? You pay them more, the better players. Right?
Yes. True that. Yeah. But.
And then they get in a salary cap crunch, and then guess what? For the next 10 years, you suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's an amazing thing that we're almost jumping out right away with Detroit Tigers stuff, you know, because if there is a team that has lost rating after rating point, it's your Detroit Tigers, by the way.
Well, you know what, they talk about making lemonade out of lemons or making chicken salad out of chicken shit. Well, it's kind of what they're trying to do at this point. You know, when they traded...
Refrigerator stopped.
Frankly, when I heard of the Verlander trade... I looked at it and said, how in the hell did you manage that?
Yeah.
For what they got for him? I mean, they basically held the Astros up. And I got to hand it to them, you got a better deal by waiting. I don't know how you got him to eat $20 million a year on this.
Yes.
And give you three top-tier prospects.
But I'm so... the prospects... Oops, wait a minute. Wait. Prospects.
You got it. He's got to find the prospect button.
Yeah. Because if you go to any prospect that came out of the trade that sent Mr. Price away and Mr. Cespedes away and stuff like that, what did we get out of that? Here, wait a minute. Nothing. No Norris, no Fuller, no whoever the other third guy was.
Boyd.
You know, I mean, all those guys. And those are supposed to be the big deal. I mean, Norris was supposed to be the big deal, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
You know? And see you later, alligator.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing going on with that trade. And that's the problem about prospects. You can't get high or low. Whenever they throw in prospects, maybe. The big thing was, and it's just like Kenny alluded to, it was the money drop.
But that was it. But, again, as we've talked about before with prospect, you need a lot of prospect because you don't know who's going to make it and who isn't. You know, you can rank your prospect and say, well, this guy has a better shot at it. But you don't know. You don't know for sure. I mean,
the percentages are low.
Yeah.
Extremely low.
I read an article a few days ago. He talked about he took a look at the Major League Baseball draft and success rates in each slot in the first round. And he said, yeah, basically the earlier picks have a little bit higher percentage of success, but it isn't a huge variance. No. You don't really gain much by losing more and getting a higher draft pick. Where you gain it is two places. Number one is you have to be, your scouting has to be really good, and you have to be willing to pay these guys these bonuses that they're looking for. Number two is you have to be active in the international market, and you got to be active when they're like kids, when they're 14 years old, so you can start the process of
developing.
Well, not develop, but scouting, getting to know them, and having a relationship with the trainer, so that when he hits 16 and you're able to tender a contract, that they're ready to go. And then you get a 16-year-old kid, and then what do you have? A 16-year-old kid, but that's how these top players are acquired by these teams.
I'm amazed that anybody makes it at all. I really am in baseball. Because, my God, I mean, really, you have three no-miss prospects here from, who do we get, New York and all that from these guys? None of them, all of them washed out.
Yeah.
Every one of them washed out. And if you think that, and did we get two other guys with that, too? I mean, those are the three big ones.
Right.
And then there was supposed to be, like, two other ones.
Sessa, who got dealt to the Yankees for Justin Wilson. And then there was Jairo LeBert, who just got called up.
Okay.
He's a big left-handed reliever. He's supposed to be, have a lot of high upside. We'll see.
Yeah, really.
That's what they all say.
Yeah, but that's why I'm not even thrilled. It's cute that you throw in these prospects and people get mad. It's like, oh, we only got the number 14 and 11 prospects. Damn it. Don't worry about it. If they make it, hooray, it's just a bonus. It's the salary dump. That was the biggest thing that this guy made. I mean, now, come back with your biggest problem ever with Mr. Z. You know, if you get rid of him, you can keep Cabrera. You can keep Cabrera all you want because you're going to have to put Cabrera at DH from here on forward. Yeah. But he's got that stiff back. So what do you do now? DH or IR permanent. Please.
Now, here's the thing, though. When you look at it, okay, we brought a bunch of prospects in. We brought in 10 prospects by dealing 5 of our veterans, right? And we got a lot of salary relief. But what do you get? I mean, did you hear about the letter that Avila sent out?
Yeah, oh my God.
Season ticket holders?
How embarrassing.
The second paragraph I read it says, here's a laundry list of everything this team has refused to do up to now. They're going to spend more money on scouts, domestic and international, which means they haven't been.
Which means they got cybermetrics coming now.
They're going to look at analytics, which haven't been.
Oh.
And I'm reading this thing going, what this is a mea culpa. This is all the shit that everyone else is doing that we haven't been.
Why would you announce that to your season ticket people? Go, oh, great, they haven't been doing Jack Chazelle. Henceforth, I'll pay that $4,000 for my season ticket next year.
Yeah. And it's like, well, we're going to start now. Okay, great. You know, I have a saying, it's never a bad time to start doing things right. Means you haven't been, but start now. Don't wait.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's what they're doing. They're starting now. Okay, slow down, guys. How many years is it going to take to figure out what you're doing, to get it in place, set up the infrastructure, start signing these guys, bringing them into the system, bringing them along until they finally make the major leagues as rookies, and then start to develop into major league players? How long a process are we looking at? Oh, 2 years?
No.
Bullshit.
Ten.
At least.
Yep.
At least, because, man, if you got somebody that's coming in at 16, you're hoping that he's somewhere decent by 25.
And you better have more than one. You better have a bunch of them, okay? And, oh, by the way, you're going to do a better job than Theo Epstein and all this stuff? Good luck. Good luck.
See, that's what I'm saying. He comes right out and tells everybody,
I'm stupid,
what they've done wrong.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. What a hell of a letter. It's a laundry list. It's like, check, 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 check. No, oh, that's why we're 21 games below 500 now. Got it.
Why would that enlighten you? If they're saying, look, we're really stupid, and we really think we should maybe catch up to 1997 scouting situations, please give us $4,000 next year for a team that's going to go 1-88.
They have been lionized.
Jesus,
haven't
God
they?
It's, almighty.
This is all the stupid stuff we've been doing. We've been doing this all. Now we've learned. Now we're going to start doing it right.
We promise.
That's Lions, isn't it?
We promise. This time for sure. This time we mean it. This time we got our shit together. Don't you worry about
this
a
time,
damn thing.
This time we heard a coach who has Super Bowl experience.
Oh,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Remember
God.
That one?
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
how'd that work?
Here's the thing about Asmus. Whoop, wait.
I'm now he hired a general manager. Hired a general manager that worked for Belichick. Yeah. How's okay.
All they have to do now is say, well, we're not going anywhere, and Asmus has a lot of seasoning.
Yeah,
now.
He's got 4 years' experience as a major league manager. Why would we get rid of him now?
Yeah, because he's 51 and 58 or something. Who knows? Who cares?
they'll probably keep him because he's cheap.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah, and it's one of those, what do we got to lose thing? Because we're going to be awful for a decade, and he's cheap, you know, and he knows how to work well with kids.
Yeah, there's no sense in going out and getting a good manager because we have shitty players.
And, you know, actually, that's probably accurate, too, because they're going to have a terrible team.
Right.
The manager won't make much of a difference.
Nope.
It's not, well, we're going to have a very young team next year. No, you're not. You're going to have a team of cast-offs and has-beens. Okay, because the kids aren't ready to come up yet next year.
Do you get rid of Kinsler?
No. Oh, no. No. Well, get rid of as in pay him to go away? No. I exercise the option and start looking for a deal.
Yeah.
Because if your difference between getting rid of him and keeping him is $5 million, all you need to do is have somebody give you more than $5 million worth of stuff for him, and you're ahead. Why would you pay him $5 million just to walk?
Kinsler said he doesn't mind staying.
Yeah.
Yeah, but who's going to get a guy who's sitting 230?
But if he doesn't hit 230 next year, we'll see. It's worth the investment. It really is.
If he won't hit 230.
What are you going to do with the money anyway? Not like you're going to go sign a free agent.
Yeah, but this way you accelerate now your
spending
youth
more
core.
Spending more money on the agent, on the scouts and the coaches. Yeah, okay.
Good.
Right, sure.
Just keep the money so you can speed up the process.
Yeah.
You can't speed the process up. It has to go ABC. You can't go CBA.
You know what? I was amazed to see that they were talking about getting rid of Iglesias, too.
Right.
The boy is hitting.
He'll be a free agent after next year.
He's hitting. He can scoop up the glove. He's actually good.
Right.
You know?
Right. And by the time this team's ready to even think about winning again, he'll be gone.
Good trade.
Well, yeah, because in 2 years, he's going to want more money.
Exactly.
And he'll get it. I mean, he's a shortstop he's above average fielder, and he can hit. You know? Mm-hmm. Streaky, but he can hit.
But he's not going to fit in because he's going to be making all the money, and he's going to be surrounded by kids that are making nothing.
Yeah, but how much money is money? He's not going to get $111 million.
No, but I bet you...
Right, because Mr. I is gone.
No,
there you go.
But I bet you he gets a contract in the $30 million.
For 5 years?
I would think.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
pretty good for a damn good shortstop, for a defensive shortstop. That's really good. Fuck, I'd sign him now.
I think he would get between 30 and 40.
He's not that old, is he?
No, he's
28, 29, I think.
Yeah.
Sign
him now.
You know, but they're thinking, I think they're thinking that in the long run, Machado's going to be their guy, and they're going to try to, you know, save
Machado's going to be their guy for 2 or 3 years. Machado's Tommy Verizer, okay?
Yeah, he's
going to be around for 2 or 3 years until somebody better comes up through the system.
He's going to be the guy,
and
that's
going to... it's going to be Paredes that they got from the Cubs going to wind up being the shortstop.
But he's going to be the guy that's going to be just above the Mendoza line for the for batting average.
Why do they like this guy? I mean, it was almost like a Nicholas situation. They love this guy. He's untouchable. You can't trade him. Yeah. Okay, now there's talk about putting Nicholas at first base, and your DH is now going to be your first baseman. Now what?
And what do you do with Victor? He's going to come back for another year.
Like, he's going to come back for the first day, go on season IR. You know, just enough. I mean, he's going to pull a Prince Fielder. Let me show up for my opening day assignment, and then collect that green. Because my heart.
Elizabeth, I'm coming to join you,
honey.
There
you go, baby.
It's the big one.
It's the big one as I trot over to the mailbox. There's my nice check. And go back home and watch the Beverly Hillbillies for another couple of weeks. And then, there you go. There's another nice check. Maybe I should call Prince Fielder. Have him come by. Both of you guys can have your nice...
Yeah, maybe they can hang out together.
Yeah, they'll combine checks. Maybe they could play like Xbox, you know, between the internet. You know, it's like, oh, wait a minute, it's time for my mailbox.
Well, anybody that thinks this team's going to be anything other than horse shit next year is kidding themselves.
Did you
see the Mikey Matuk imitation of Ryan Rayburn the other night?
Oh, did you see that when he tried to catch the ball?
Yeah, and it went
he
over
swats
the
it over.
It's like, Ryan Rayburn, he's back!
How do you not use your mitt hand to catch the ball as opposed to swat it backward? I saw the replay about 8 times, and I'm going, how did that work? How did you, just your reactions say, when it comes up, put out your mitt, funk, it comes in, as opposed to, it's volleyball all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Man was tripping. Bye, Matuk. You're real, too. Bye. And at one time, and he was supposed to be the heart and soul of Detroit now.
Oh, yeah.
Good Lord. All right. Pick in any time, man. I mean, your microphone works on your side, too.
I know.
All right. Well, let's talk about something you know, then. All right. Rutgers is around. Here's an idea. Why is Rutgers in the Big 12? What? What part of Rutgers is good?
I mean,
not their basketball, not their football. Their uniform's ugly as hell. So what's Rutgers doing in there? All right, so you got East Coast TV.
That's exactly it. That is exactly the reason they're there.
Because I can't... That and their Schwein the Little Flower.
Yeah.
You know?
So is Maryland. The only thing Maryland has that's any good is their basketball team.
Yeah.
Other than that...
The Schwein of the Little Flower.
Oh, and I'm sitting here ripping Maryland and Daniel's here, but... But I'm just saying, Maryland's football team is not very good.
And they're not impressive. They're not impressive. No. I don't even see the stands sold out or anything when I pass by the stadium.
They're not really a football...
Yeah, football school.
No.
Yeah, basketball school.
Yeah. Basketball.
But even then so, who fears Maryland? On anything, on any level.
Well, I mean, the basketball team was in the top 25 pretty much all of last year.
Team was. Yeah, and where'd they go? First round went to where?
Well,
yeah.
A lot of teams went first round and gone, but I'm just saying, I mean, they seem like that they pretty much focus on basketball.
But they're not a perennial powerhouse. You know, they're not even something where you could say, well, okay, you know, like a Notre Dame kind of thing where you can go, well, you know, they're up and down, but they're a perennial football school, you know.
They will represent the conference well.
Well, I mean, you know, 20, 30 years ago, Notre Dame never really had a good basketball team. And now their basketball team is basically outshining their football team. You know, the basketball team's, you know, since they've joined the ACC.
Yeah, I was going to say, didn't they join out?
Yeah.
Why does the football team hold out? I don't get that.
The basketball team's in the ACC and the football team's an independent. They didn't join.
How did you do that?
I have no idea. I don't know how they held it. A lot of this stuff, I can't figure out what they do.
I mean, was the ACC trying to say, look, we'll take your basketball and your volleyball team, and then sooner or later, I'm sure you'll want to come to us once you see how nice the ACC is.
Well, it hasn't worked yet because the football team is still an independent.
I take Notre Dame. I take them to the SEC. And run roughshod. Yeah. Or Michigan State goes to the SEC. Watch that happen.
Yeah,
you get to play TCU and A&M. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah,
you know the CAC attack won't go anywhere because he likes stirring the shit up down there.
No, I didn't say Michigan.
No, I'm just saying, you know, Michigan won't go anywhere because he likes going down there and stirring the shit up. So
hey,
he likes staying where he's at.
And good for him, you know. Hooray. It's as much as I hate the CAC attack. I mean, we're losing CACs this year.
Yeah.
So far, we've lost two Hall of Famers already, right off the top. Damn. All right, we're going to have to get some more.
You suck! Yeah. No, if they fire assholeness, who knows? You know, we could be...
We'd be down just to the...
we'd be CAC-less.
No, I mean...
No, there's still a
bunch of ADs, yeah. Oh, sure, that's right. Holland.
Oh, Holland, yeah. Well, just wait till the Red Wings start really falling apart. Not like the Maple Leafs.
But that's part of their master plan, though, is to fall apart.
There you go. Did you see that shiny new stadium? Did you? I mean, today in the big ribbon-cutting thing,
that's right.
I was look at the stadium. Don't look at the team. Stadium, not the team.
If I had time today, you know, I would have gone down there with my Maple Leaf scissors and cut some ribbons with it.
Why? It wouldn't cut. It'd be so dull.
No,
1967.
No, they're sharpening up now. No, they sharpen those things up.
Yeah, they do.
Actually, passed the arena on the way here. I thought it was just a fancy Little Caesars.
And it is. Look at the shininess.
Yeah, see, you go there, the pizza costs you $40.
Yeah, no kidding.
It says hot and ready pizza, only $40.
That's right. Sign up here.
That's why there was no lines in front of there.
It's a beautiful thing, man. As a stadium, it's sharp. I mean, it does a lot of nice things.
I'll give them that.
But that's what we want. Look over here. Don't look at the team. Look over here. Don't look at the team.
That's right.
You know, until we can equalize.
Got to hide that product that's going to be on that ice and on that hardwood floor.
Look, just think, though, because at the new stadium, at least your feet won't stick to the floor when you walk.
Not like a lot of porn places. Oops. So I heard. Crinkly.
I wonder how Stan's gonna like his new area down there.
Well, he started walking from from the palace. He'll get there sooner or later. Now he's gotta walk the other way, you know. The freeway is not kind to little penguin walking, guys.
I hope Stan doesn't get hit by a car or anything walking on 75 going down there.
Poor car. Stan would just bounce it, like, help him go a little further. Thanks.
Yeah.
Get a little closer to Auburn Hills. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah, if it's a little car.
It's gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
If it's a motorcycle, see ya. It's pathetic. See ya, man. You know, what did the Pistons do to upgrade themselves this year? There you go.
Do you have a cricket? Give a cricket.
Loser,
yes, I do.
Loser.
Here we go.
Well, they made a couple of trades.
What did they do, though? They got Charlie Venezuela or whatever the guy's name was. He to me, is the cream of Detroit, Pistons. The guy couldn't play. He was good. Had no eyebrows, you know, but he sat on the bench forever and collected the green like no tomorrow.
Well,
you know,
they say that Reggie Jackson is, you know, healthy and going to be back to his old form again. But I don't know. Reggie Jackson to me seems like he plays for himself. You know, he doesn't
plays with himself.
Well,
Excuse me.
Well, then maybe they should trade him to Houston, and him and Verlander can, you know, whatever.
Well, it's better he plays with himself than plays with somebody else.
Well, you could play Ivory and Ebony and Ivory with Crinkly.
Yeah, maybe.
Were you trying to sing that?
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably better.
There you go.
Uh oh.
All right. Well, there you go. I mean, there's nothing that excites either team. So just look at the pretty stadium. Look at the pretty stadium. Don't look at the teams. Look at the pretty stadium. Don't look at what's on the hardwood slash ice. Yeah. And all right, you want to do the over-under? How many games get canceled?
Well, they better learn quick on how to adjust that humidity and whatever in that stadium. Otherwise,
I got two games canceled.
Got three.
Okay, Mac.
It's going to be at least two or three.
Okay,
yeah.
D, what you think?
Three.
Okay, there you go.
Yep, because depending, you know, if we have a warm fall slash winter in November. They better know how to adjust that. Otherwise, you're going to get that condensation on that floor.
That's right.
Because they're entering new territory with this dual complex.
Well, considering that both of them are going to be like, you know, it's going to be warm in May, you know.
Yeah.
It's going to be warmer in June, you know. So when both these teams make it, oh, wait a minute. I mean, I think that's the reason why they're looking at doing this, because they know damn well it'll be done by January. Who cares if we put out the wood, you know, or maybe skate around on the wood? Who knows? As opposed to the Crinkly, who has no more wood. His wood's splintered.
Well, they might put the wood out for the Red Wings and put the ice out for the Pistons.
Put the wood out for that fat girlfriend. God, how do you stuff a box like that? I mean, that guy's got to have like a 2x4, but we have photo evidence that he doesn't, you know? What's number 7 here all about, Alfie?
Number 7.
Michigan's ranked 11th now?
Yep.
How do you have rankings in the first week?
Well, they had the preseason rankings, and then after the first week, since the CAC attack basically beat the hell out of Florida, other than the two pick sixes that...
What
is Florida?
No, Florida was ranked 18th.
So?
Yeah, you only have one-third of your team.
I mean, where did these rankings come from? Florida's ranked 18th?
From some expert.
Not an authority.
See?
18th, my ass. They can't score for shit. They haven't for years.
They didn't score an offensive touchdown.
No.
Michigan gave them two touchdowns.
Yeah. So, I mean...
That's what I'm saying.
Not impressed, but allegedly, this is supposed to be the best defense since 97.
Yeah, Michigan...
We'll see.
I mean, I was impressed with Michigan's defense, but then you're looking at Florida's offense.
Exactly.
You know, Florida's offense didn't look very good.
No. Because they aren't very good.
Right.
No, they're not.
Right.
I mean, what is up with all Florida teams? If you're Miami, if you're Florida, Florida State, you get some kind of, like, pass. You know, it's like anybody – it's like the old SEC thing about it. 4 years ago, if you just had SEC in the back of your thing, you'd be like, oh, they're the powerhouse. They're greater than anybody.
See the thing about – if you're Alabama, you're Florida State, you're Florida, you know, back 10 years ago, you're University of Miami.
Yeah.
It was almost like you're automatic. You were in the top 25.
Yeah.
You could,
but no
you
matter
could have
what.
The shittiest team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're always ranked.
Yeah.
Just because of the name, I guess.
Yeah.
And it's like, in basketball, you know, like... you know, certain teams, you know.
Like certain teams. No, like, you know.
No,
like them.
No, the top 25.
Like
always,
those guys.
Like, yeah, that.
Well,
and
like
those.
The Red Blacks or whatever the hell they call it, right?
Like UNLV used to be perennial.
No, but know? Like, you know, Michigan State, always top 25. You know,
well, because they deserved it.
But
except for during the regular season.
Ohio State, top 25. Indiana, top 25. But a lot of times those teams were never that good, but they always... Because of the name, we're always in the top 25.
All right, so this brings us back to Western Michigan football. Do it again this year, huge drop-off.
Western Michigan held USC pretty
tight,
good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without the same coach, you know. This is going to be interesting.
Yeah, it is.
You know, can these guys row the boat again?
Last year they didn't play... you know, powerhouse teams.
Right off the bat.
But they, you know, first game of the year, they played, you know, USC.
How did USC schedule them so long ago? I mean, unless they're hoping they're going to be Shrine of Little Flower kind of
team. That's probably what happened is we'll schedule a game against these guys because they're Potter Puffs. And then, oh my God, they're good?
Yeah, they become a champion.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's impressive. I mean, but again, you know, that's only a moral victory. It doesn't show up in the WNL, you know. So
yeah, I always had a saying. You know what another name is for a moral victory? A loss.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's true. That's true.
All right,
you can paint your walls with moral victories. Lions do it every year.
Okay, lad. Yeah. Floor is yours. We have talked enough. What do you want to talk about?
Week one of the NFL schedule.
All right, baseball. Did you see the Tigers win? The number one. All right, first week. Let's see. Who do we have? What did the Browns do?
Does it make a difference?
Yes. You want to see that baseball guy work well, you know? And plus with that badass quarterback they got, they actually do have a decent quarterback. Yeah. Now, do you have anything to surround you with that? I'll do it.
There you go.
There you are. There's the Browns.
Do you know that? I mean, you can sit here and... Okay, do you know the starting running back for the Cleveland Browns?
No. Or will you?
Yeah. Don't worry. He won't be there long.
That's what I'm saying. You know, you just think of any, you know, guys on Cleveland, and you can't think of it. You know, a name doesn't pop up.
Yeah, but you know, every rookie goes to Cleveland going, I'll turn this franchise around. It'll be me. I'll make this laughing stock into the best ever. 3, 2, 1, and today, cut. It's,
But who does the Oakland Raiders play this week?
Tennessee.
Well, what do you think about that game?
I honestly think the Raiders' defense sucks. You can't do anything with just Khalil Mack and Bruce Irvin. You
have snap!
Program to help, but Ken Norton Jr. somehow still has a job despite having horrible defensive plays last season. And again, the Raiders...
You're fired!
Yeah, exactly. He needs to be fired.
There you go.
And Tennessee made some pretty big strides last year, too.
Yeah. The question is, from what I'm thinking, is how Marcus Mariota and Derek Carr are actually going to perform in the regular season due to their leg injuries last year.
Yeah, because they both got hurt.
Yeah.
On the same week.
Right. Right. That's right.
Yeah, but I think that Mariota's got more upside, don't you? If he comes back healthy?
Yeah.
I think he's much more balanced as a quarterback. You know, where's Andrew Luck?
Yikes.
Lucky to play.
Yeah.
You have a crazy laugh on that one.
Well, I mean, if you compare him to two quarterbacks, Mariota probably is more of a runner than Derek Carr is.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, so that he's got that going for him.
I think he's much more balanced.
Yeah.
Balanced quarterback, I'd go with Mariota, but, you know, passing-wise, I don't know. Derek Carr is probably the top three as far as throwing.
That's what I forgot to say. That Detroit was voted number one worst backup quarterback.
Okay. But he should be the starter. He's such good. He's so good. He played good in the preseason.
Wait till you go 0-3 and then you bring that.
He needs to be the starter. We could get rid of Stafford. We could play Rudock. Yeah. Drafted 6th round? Yeah, Brady was drafted 6th round.
Yeah, that's what, yeah. Okay. Everyone always goes to Brady at 2.
And then let's look at all the other quarterbacks drafted in the 6th round since then. Crickets, please.
Coming right up. No, I'll give you a what.
What?
Okay.
There you go. I can give you a... Ew! Yeah, give me an ew.
I give you a man.
Oh, man!
Okay.
But you never know. That backup could be the starter for the Browns next season.
Oh, wait a minute. That's got a new for you.
Ew!
There you go.
There we go.
Let's look around for it. The Browns could use anybody. It's almost mystifying because you see it in Detroit a lot. What? You're a football town. I mean, they're almost as bad as Detroit fans are because they'll go back to, you know, Jim Brown, 56, 57, yeah. You know, Jim Brown, you know, although badass running back. I mean, badass for his day. Wow. Even today the boy can play. No problem about it, you know, but.
Well, they say, that, you know, Detroit's a baseball town, right? Last World Series championship was how many years ago?
Baseball championship?
Yeah. 33 years.
Yeah, 84.
Yeah. Well, look, and we're not seeing one for a while, are we?
Oh. No.
Oh, so it's going to be close to 50 years.
We're talking Maple Leaf. We're talking
free,
Maple Leaf territory here.
Wait. There we go. Yeah, but you see what the boy did? What McLean said? He deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. Damn it.
Wait, see how skinny he got? Wow.
There you are. It's your little baseball note for today, which has nothing to do with football. All right, let's get back on track. All right, how about Steelers? What are they doing this year? Are they going to get Colin in? Will Colin be the new person?
Oh, did you hear Cam Newton? Cam Newton came out and is supporting Colin Kaepernick now and saying that he could probably start on 10 of the NFL teams.
Start.
He probably could. He could probably start on 32 of the NFL teams if they decided to start him.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
suck like hell. They'd lose every game, but he could start.
He wasn't terrifically that bad. You just need a really, really, really good front line.
Well, let me rephrase that. He said that he's better than 10 of the starting quarterbacks in the NFL right now. That's what he said.
Okay.
I didn't say it wrong.
Okay.
Better than Atlanta?
No, he isn't.
Better than Detroit?
No.
No.
Okay.
Oakland?
Better than Chicago?
No. Tennessee?
Better than Chicago? I'll give you a cricket.
Better than... Who's the starting quarterback in Chicago? That Taluski
or Mitchell Trubisky?
Yeah.
Jay Cutler?
Where did he go? He went to
Miami. Yeah. You got Tampa, you got Jameis Winston.
No, not better than him.
Nope.
No, he's not better than Winston.
I think Cam's talking out. Hey, Cam, you're talking out of your ass, okay?
Hey, Cam, is he better than you?
Yeah, maybe he should start for you, Cam.
Yeah.
How about that?
Give up your job for him.
I'll give you RG3 again. Yeah. Bring him by.
Yeah.
Is Johnny Manziel better than 10 quarterbacks in the NFL?
How did we not? We almost made it without a Johnny Manziel sighting.
Oh, and just to let you know, Johnny Manziel tried out for the Hamilton Tiger Cats, and couldn't even make them, okay?
Oh, God.
Just to let you know that, Cam.
Damn.
Wow.
I'll give it a screen.
I just saw that today, too. He couldn't even make the Hamilton Tiger Cats.
So that's our Johnny Manziel sighting for the week.
Maybe you should try for the Red Blacks. Maybe the Red Blacks might.
No. Red Blacks are hip. We got to get something with the Red Blacks. We got to get the intern to call them up. See if we can get some freebies. Because they're just like too cool of a team, Red Blacks. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't even have to design a logo. How brilliant is that? Just have two crayons. Here you go.
Just think of the cheers. Red! Black! Oh. Red!
There we go. Done.
Black!
Brilliant. Run with that. That's a good one, CB. Put it on the side of vans and stuff. Put it on the side of buses. We'll go with that. That's A+. That's good stuff. That's what the kids now like it is. You know? Yay. That's what those millennials want. Two colors. That's it. They don't want a logo.
That's right.
You know? It's not like having an Indian where we got to go fight, you know? We'll have two colors. I have to do that stupid thing in Washington yet again, you know?
What okay, do you see? I stirred everything up. I had to talk about Johnny Manziel.
Yeehaw, there you go.
So what do you guys think of Brock Osweiler going back to the Broncos?
Ha, ha, ha.
Wait a minute, I got one. Keep talking amongst yourselves, I'll find it.
Well, we'll put it this way.
Well, he went back a lot richer than he left.
Yeah, he did.
But the thing about it is for some reason, that offense suits him.
Yeah.
He couldn't play in Houston. He couldn't play in Cleveland. Yep. But he played real well in Denver when he was there.
Isn't that kind of like the banner, couldn't play in Cleveland?
It seems like nobody can play
in Cleveland.
The only one that can play in Cleveland is LeBron.
How many years does he have on his contract?
Who?
Brock.
He has 1 year. He signed a 1 year deal.
Yeah, he signed one.
He was already done with that deal?
No, he wasn't done with the other deal, but he signed a new contract with these guys at minimum to...
Yeah. Cleveland still has to pay him like $144 million.
Yeah.
So he could assign for nothing for Denver if he wanted to.
Where's my aha? I know I got it.
Well, the way the Cleveland deal worked is Cleveland traded for him to pick up the contract from Houston because Houston needed cap relief, and Cleveland got other stuff in exchange. So it wasn't that they traded Oswalt for Osweiler so they could play him. They traded for him so they could cut him. Okay, that was, that was like an NBA deal, you know?
Like a three-player baseball team deal?
It was almost like the Tigers getting rid of their salary.
Exactly.
And trading them to Houston. For some prospects and, you know, a couple bags of used baseballs or something.
And a crinkly condom.
Yeah, left behind. That's what he did. Here you go, fellas. Thanks a lot. You know, it's good being your teammate. Here's a crinkly, ripped-up thing, and look at this. Here's a 12-inch ruler. I couldn't get this in sideways in her. That's how stretched out she is. Her muff looks like sleeves from a wizard's gown, you know?
So since you guys love the Lions so much, how much did they lose by on week one?
Who are they playing?
Arizona.
4.
Next. We're Lions free since 91.
It'll be a close game.
We don't care.
They'll lose.
Against them. Yeah. Okay, let's go this route. Lose where? Fourth quarter, 2:26 to go. And they have no timeouts left.
Yeah.
Because they spent them in, like, the third quarter. It's 2 minutes in.
Yeah, because they had too many guys in the huddle and they couldn't get it, you know, or whatever. And then they had to blow a timeout for something.
Yeah. Right. that's what they did.
Yeah.
I mean, really, I don't know how many people are Lions fans here. It's kind of, it's like, oh, yeah, that team. You know, Patty, that's about it. Bless your heart.
I mean, I will watch them and I'll hope they win, but.
Not
invested in it.
Not going up, I'm not calling, you know, people and saying I'm jumping off the ledge because, you know, I hope that they go 0-16, get that draft choice, and screw that up again. You know,
I mean, you know, there's times I watch them just to see, okay.
See other teams.
No. I watch them just to see, okay, now how can they screw this up this time? Because they always find a different way of messing it up.
I always like to tell people this. For as many times as I went, well, I didn't go regularly, but I went to a number of games at the Silverdome. Never saw them win in the Silverdome. I was 0 for stadium.
Well, then I guess the bad luck charm was you. Thank God you don't go anymore because, a minute, they're still losing.
Yeah.
What could it be now, you know?
I mean, it's pretty bad when you're 0 for stadium.
Mm-hmm. Well,
figure it out this way. You're 0 for lifetime.
Yeah.
You know? Never since the days that we've been on the planet, and we're like, what, 26, 27? Yeah. We've never seen these guys win.
And then went through the stats last year. You know, they've won one playoff game. It's 57, right? They're 0-10 in playoff games on the road. And they're 1-1 at home. That's because they don't play at home in the playoffs. Two home games in the playoffs since 57. So, yeah, okay, you squeak in, you get a road game, and you get crushed, and you go home. Wow.
That's progress. For the money.
That's
Thanks
progress,
for the
right? So Lions fans go, well, they made the playoffs. That's progress. No, it isn't.
No, that's just one more agonizing week you have to watch them.
Where's my grenade launcher? I know I have one.
What was their record last year? Wasn't it 9-7?
Yeah, 9-7. They were 9-4. Then he hurts his hand. They go 9-3 the rest of the way and lose their playoff game.
Yeah, but then they back into the playoffs.
But those last three games they lost, they were going to lose them anyway because they were playing tough teams. They were on the road. Until they got home against Green Bay and... You know, you just looked at the schedule and you said, there's the quicksand right there. This is where it all blows up. Because every time they play Green Bay with something on the line, you know they're going to lose.
Yeah. I mean...
Don't they end up against Green Bay again this year?
Yeah.
Aren't they part of the division?
Yeah. So, I mean, there you go again. They're going to stretch it out. They're going to have something on the line that last game, and they're going to implode again.
But then they're going to say, but we got it. Look at the momentum. 4 of the last 5 years, we've gone to the playoffs. Yeah. Backed in. Squash.
Yeah.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers dug down deep to find something to beat your asses.
Okay.
And a lot of other asses, too. I mean, he was on the tear.
Yeah, but not the fat chick ass, so couldn't beat that.
But now...
It's a lot of ass.
I know there is. I mean, you're just supposed to put your crinkly in the crack. You can dive into the thing. You could walk around. You could put, like, little plants in there. You could put like a little forest and maybe one of those little small, what are they? They're like cottages, you know, on wheels. You see them on like HGTV and all the time. These little small homes you can live in. You know, I mean, very efficient. You could put that in Upton's ass.
Just put a chia pet in there.
Like, oh, what, like one of the Duck Dynasty ones that you get on, like, 80% discount at Meijer? What was that about? How stupid was America in that time frame? What, we're looking at millionaires who are posing as backwooders who are worth much, much, much more money than you will ever be. You know, and everyone went, oh, I like that beard. I got to have one.
Yeah.
You know? What was that all about? What was the show? I mean, I watched it for about 8 minutes so I could authoritatively say I saw it. And it was like, what's the point here? You know, it's like some old guy mispronounced a word and they're all sitting in the shack going, you know, I mean, I was digging out my Deputy Dog cartoons. You know?
Hey, Mark, give me another beer.
What was that all about? I mean, it was some cranky old guy, some old daft dude, some guy who looked like kind of had his marbles, and then somebody else who were riding around on ATVs trying to go up on logs.
And then they'd go and destroy one and just leave it there and go get another one.
Yeah, because they have Jeeves go get it. I mean, they're butler. Because they're so real. I mean, they're multimillionaires, you idiots.
What you call reality TV, right?
God, are we so glad that's over, except for now what we got in the White House.
Yeah.
Next.
Gross!
All right, where were we? Okay, you're doing a fine job. Keep going. Wow. I know you're struggling there. All the way from Maryland, don't be struggling, Zlat. It's not easy being authority your
Maryland.
First time out.
Where are the Ravens playing?
Tick, 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 wait.
I don't care for the Ravens.
Oh. Okay. They almost had Colin Kaepernick. But the fans voted him off the island.
All right, let's do number eight.
Number eight. All okay. Right.
Number eight.
Do we have a number eight?
Sure. It says so right there.
Yeah, it says Michigan State. Okay. That's it.
That's it.
That's all we have.
I'm thinking, I guess you could, like, draw your thought of Michigan State here or something.
Draw the mitten or something.
I just thought we'd talk about the Michigan State game.
What's the talk about?
Oh, they won.
Next.
they were out there bowling in the green or something, weren't they? Or
they were playing bowling.
That was like Upton's muff.
Don't you love our high standards?
There you go. We're going for those ratings,
folks.
That's
right.
Or you need those ratings.
Or we can talk about one of the players that the Tigers traded to Arizona. He had 4 home runs last night.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, JD.
JD. What does he do, bookend games, 4 home run games? Didn't he have one first? Once he first got down there or something, he had like a multi-home run game?
He had three when he first got down there.
Then he hits .235, then he hits this.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the point?
Yeah, I mean, and he hit it against, he had 4 home runs and it was against the Dodgers. They won 13-0.
Uh-huh.
Hey, but you know who we got to give a kazoo salute to?
Ooh la la.
No, not you. Kazoo salute to the Minnesota Twins. For sure we thought you guys were going to be gone, you know, and now you're still up in the wild card. You know, you're up in someone's business.
and they're doing it without their big slugger Sano. He's been on the DL with a bad foot.
I thought Ron Sano quit. Oh, well, never mind.
Sano. Yeah, okay. Well, I got the letters.
Just not in the right order, that's all.
There you go.
Not the right pronunciation.
Yeah, thank you much. I'm impressed that they're still there. I really are. I thought there would be the flash in the pan. It's a nice little tap on the head. You boys said nice. I'll go to Stroh's, get some ice cream. You know? But they actually held on.
Well, they got, what is his name? Kepler in outfield.
Kepler.
Yeah, he's been doing pretty good.
Yep.
Rayburn? Oh, wait, no.
No. Not Rayburn.
Okay.
Not Gene Rayburn or Max Rayburn or Ryan Rayburn.
Ryan Rayburn, yes. At second base.
Wow, I can't believe it. I'll give you a woohoo. That was going deep, 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 going back to get the Gene Rayburn.
That's
one.
Right.
Not bad. I mean, you leaped over the fence to get that one as opposed to Mikey. You know, I mean, you actually caught that. That was pretty good. Man, you were standing in the bullpen getting that one. You were like Mr. Fantastic. Big alarm that caught the Gene Raver. Not bad. I'll give you a yeehaw.
Well, you know, Mikey got confused. He thought they were playing volleyball. You know? Yeah. Hit the ball back up.
I'm going to give it back to him.
Over the net. Oops. Oh, wait a minute.
Well, at least we had a That's Baseball out of CAC afterward. Well, that's how baseball goes. That's it.
Nah. Mikey was just being nice. He figured...
It didn't matter anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't make a difference if he gives them a home run or not. You know, what the heck?
Yeah, let's pad your stats.
Yeah, that's right.
Because really, take a look. I mean, Kansas City is, because Pauly, our fifth Beatle, yeah, I think Kansas City has 5 and Minnesota has 7 games against the Tigers coming down the stretch. Pad, feast, pad, pad.
Feast.
Pad, baby. Pad. No reason to go out and win anymore. Just come to Detroit.
Yeah. You know? Well, The Tigers are letting Annabelle. He's off the DL. He's going to pitch.
That's right.
Yeah,
he's got that arm slot.
He's
ready
the
to go.
Ace of the rotation now.
That's right.
Zimmerman's on the shelf. Fulmer's on the shelf. Please. We're starting Artie Lewicki, Chad Bell, Annabelle Sanchez, Matt Boyd, and I forget who the other one is, but it doesn't really matter.
Buck Farmer.
That's right.
Wow. That's our boy, Buck Farmer.
Get your tickets early. Avoid the rush.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
How much that somewhere in January you'll hear that the Tigers raise their season ticket prices this year?
Here's a question. Year. Tigers right now have 58 wins. Do they get to 63 and avoid 100 losses this year?
No.
What's the over-under?
Big.
Yeah, I don't.
They got to win.
Are they going to win 5 more? They got about 25 left. Do you see them winning 5 more?
No.
With that rotation?
No. It's feast time, because look who they got. They got Minnesota, they got Kansas City, who's dying to get in, so they're going to be playing balls out. You know, they play Toronto. That's coming up. That's a split. And then I'm trying to think who else they play, because, man, they're playing in their division so much.
Mm-hmm.
And on offense, who do you have?
Nobody. Who do you have?
I mean, Victor's out for the year. Cabrera's not hitting. Kinsler's not hitting.
Cabrera's still suspended.
That's true. That's true.
Well, that's the reason why they're falling down.
Your best hitter now is what, Mikey?
Yeah.
No, it's Iglesias. No, you know who it is? It's Hicks.
Are they playing him?
Hicks is rocking and rolling, baby.
Or that kid they brought up to play third base.
Yeah, Candelario. That's right. Yeah.
Until they find a major league, just like Jacoby Jones.
And God help them if they got to get into that bullpen. Holy cow.
Woohoo!
Did they get 5 more wins? I don't see it.
Well, if Al wants to sell tickets, he should be advertising saying, come to Comerica Park and see the fireworks.
That's right.
The other team's going to come in and have fireworks. And the Tigers are going to provide fireworks for the other team so they can score lots of runs.
Can't they just get the rest of their home games at Jimmy John Field? You know, a nice smaller pitcher's park. You know, because that's about as many people as you're going to get to go. You know?
Yeah, the other night they had, 14,000 or 15,000 there?
Paid attendance.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's like, it was a ghost town.
Oh, and it's going to get worse. Cricket. I'll give you cricket.
I mean, the camera was panning, and I'm sitting there going, man, you're not doing justice here.
They should just move all of these games to Tropicana Field.
And see, now they can't
even... Like the Astros did.
Yeah, well, see, now they can't even do that because the damn hurricane's coming.
They
canceled the Miami football game for Sunday.
As they could, because they'd find all kinds of cheating. Well, shit, just send Fat Chick down there. She could absorb. Here, just keep your legs real wide. There goes all the water.
It'll just bounce off of her.
Hell yeah.
She'll deflect it.
Really? Way to go, Crinkly.
Sure, the water won't run away from her.
It'd be repelled. It's like, oh, man, no. I'm not going anywhere near that nasty. But what's not nasty is us. And look what time it is. We got to go. So thanks a lot for being here with us right now. If you haven't been here with us, all you have to do is go to podbean.com.
Or if you want to listen to this nonsense again.
And you do.
You love it. You know it.
Because we need the ratings. That's why we get nasty.
And we have the high standards.
There you go. So,
that's right. And we're authorities, not experts.
And with that final thing, we will say see you until next time. Tuesday at 7 o'clock. Bye, folks.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.